This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, and in order to give Ford credit that they deserve, I mean, well, let's do this. If Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg want to comment on anything I said, I will give them as much time as they would like. Within reason, here on USA Prepares, we can discuss it. And if let's say they decide they want to shut us down and silence us, I will expose them. I will expose them right here on the air. Who they are, where they live, you know, how many members of the family there are. And we'll use the same tactics that that the big bad corporations do. We'll go after them individually. But, Bert, to give Ford the credit that they deserve. Wait a minute. But I know a guy. I know a guy who has a Ford hybrid car. And this thing runs on gasoline. You know, if you wanted to. It runs on electricity if you want to. And when you buy one of those, you go to the dealership and you say, I'd like to get one of those fancy cars that runs on electricity and gasoline. And when you buy one, you have to pay for both parts. I mean, you just can't buy the electric part and say, I don't want the gas part. I don't want that part. Just the electric half. That's what I want. Or you can't say, I just want the gas half. I don't want the electric half. You have to buy the whole thing. So to give Ford equal credit.
Yeah, they kind of work together, Vince, and when you want maximum power, they actually both turn on, believe it or not.
Yeah, so you're the guy. You have one of these, right?
Could be.
So, well, if you did, would you have gotten a letter from Ford that said, don't you all be charging this thing on account of...
Yeah.
It could set your house and your neighbor's house and the whole block on fire. Well, I'm kind of exaggerating, but it could be a fire, right? Well, isn't that something that they might have sent out?
Yeah, they have a problem in their hybrid electronics having to do with the charging, and it's not the normal problem, which is the batteries catching fire. It's something in the electronics, and they haven't fixed it yet.
Whoa.
They're working
Bert,
on it.
Weren't you the guy that talked about this like a couple months ago, that they had this problem? They said, don't y'all be driving and charging?
Yeah.
They haven't fixed it yet?
No. Do you want me to have them send a few over to your shop? Maybe you guys can take a look at it?
Sure. Sure.
I'll come over and help you?
Yeah. Well, I won't help us. We'd be helping them. But, yeah, that'd be nice. You know, I'd have to keep them out back so people wouldn't see them. You know, we wouldn't want people to think that we, you know, liked Fords. But didn't they send, like, a check to some of the customers, if not all the customers who have these vehicles, and said something like, yeah, you know, we're working on it, but we don't have a fix yet, and so we don't want you charging them, but here's some money for the gasoline to pay for the gasoline half that you can use.
To their credit, they did. They wasn't big, but they did do that. I don't know why they can't come up with a fix, though, because it seems like it's not something that's not fully understood. You know, I could see both something esoteric in how the batteries were packaged or something like this, but it's basically an electronic circuit that does, you know, under certain conditions, catches fire. seems like, you know, they should be able to solve that, but they haven't.
So. Bert, did you see the video of Joseph Biden touring a Ford plant where they had a folding table out and had guys with, you know, these yellow safety vests on, and they were showing him parts of new vehicles.
Yeah. He had no idea what he was looking at.
Yeah, he looked down at something about the size of a lunchbox.
Yeah.
And he asked if that was a computer. And he asked if that was the battery. Yeah, the battery weighs like 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
It's like 16 feet long, 6 feet wide, 2 feet high, you know. And he's looking at something the size of a lunchbox, and he thinks, is that the battery?
Well, Vince, it's easy to make fun of the president because he is sort of gone. But I think what's more interesting is the story about how the CEO of Ford Motor Company took an EV and went driving across country and realized that there's a lot of problems. And his biggest problem was being able to charge it. He couldn't get his trip completed because he would either run out of electricity or he'd go to charging stations that weren't working or had no room. And he goes, man, we gotta think this through a little more. So the interesting thing, Vince, is, you know, we just concluded the UAW auto strike, and it wasn't well talked about, but one of the issues were electric vehicles. And it wasn't just that the union was concerned that a lot of what goes into the EVs was being built in, you know, all kinds of shops that they had no control over or other countries. But one of the real problems in the whole problem with the big three auto manufacturers is they're realizing they're losing huge amount of money in their EV divisions, and now they think the new union contracts add about $900 a car in labor costs, and the only thing they're making money on is the regular gasoline powered trucks. So the dilemma is, what are they going to do to meet these federal and state mandates for EVs by, you know, throughout the year, 2035, they're, you know, different states have different targets, and they don't know what they're going to do because they're already, you know, barely making money. I mean, I think in reality they're losing money, and if they have to go more electric, it's going to be worse. And Vince, if you've been to a dealer, and I'm pretty sure this is true all across the country, the dealer lots are filled with EVs, and you can get discounts, substantial discounts on the electric vehicles now that a lot of dealers are offering. They just are not selling, or I don't want to say they're not selling. They are selling. Probably the percent is higher than ever before, but they're not selling to the extent that they thought they would. So the manufacturers are stuck with huge inventory now of electric vehicles. And, well, you know, Tesla's lowered their price substantially, but all the other EVs are being offered. I mean, if you want one, it's probably a good time. I mean, we're not promoting it, but I know the other car I own, which was a small SUV Mazda, it sold. So, and actually, I like the car. I think it's a well-built car, but it had a small battery, and they discontinued it. Mazda said, we're not selling enough. Nobody seems to want it. It had a small back seat, had a small battery, but it's a perfect second car. But Mazda discontinued it, and across all the major manufacturers, the lots are filled with EVs. I'm not sure if, Vince, I guess your closest dealers would be in Springfield. I'm not sure what they look like there, but the reports from most parts of the country are dealer lots filled with EVs and substantial discounts being offered.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope that the CEOs of these dealerships, and I hope the CEOs of these corporations, and I hope the vice presidents of manufacturing and engineering who are involved in these electric vehicles, I hope that they do the right thing and say, you know what? We can't sell these vehicles, so let's just put them. We'll store them on our property, meaning their property. So, you know, put the unsold Ford electric vehicles on the CEO's, you know, backyard, front yard. There's, you know, there's not enough room in the backyard, and just store them there. I think that would be the right thing to do. You know, store the unsold product at the CEO's and the board of directors members' locations. I think that, you know, Bert, we don't get stock tips out, but you know, I think there's a stock that I want to buy. You know, I think it's a sleeper. And I want to buy shares of Pink Dye, P-I-N-K, the color, dye. I think it's going to be a big seller. I think when Donald Trump is elected or selected president, there are going to be so many pink slips sent out all over the country that there's going to be a shortage of pink dye. So I think I'm going to invest in pink dye.
Okay, not orange dye.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. I think maybe we should split the investment between pink dye and orange dye. I think those would be really good. Well, we can't give a stock tip. Class, don't do anything based on what you hear at USA Prepares. Don't do anything, including buy pink or orange dye. Don't do that. But I think there's going to be a shortage, Bert. I think people are just furious with everything. You know what? You're not going to... The next thing you're going to tell me probably is that this is so uncomfortable, you're going to leave class early today. You know, talking about these things. You're not going to do that, are you?
Well, Vince, I do have to leave class early today. I have another commitment. But Vince, I know we don't.
Wait!
But
is this commitment going to pay you?
I'll leave that unanswered.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering if okay. So, but think about all the money you make here, right?
Yeah. I'm still waiting. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have to pay the $7 camping fee if I showed up at the Natural Farm.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I'd be comped. Vince, we don't mention stocks or stock tips, but I'll just throw out there that Ford has gone from 15 to 10 in 3 months, basically. It was 15 over the summer, and between the strikes and announcing that they have problems with the electric vehicles, they basically admitted they're losing money on every EV they produce, even those outrageously priced large trucks that they're putting out for EVs. So the stock, I mean, it is not a high-priced stock in terms of PE and most metrics, but it's gone from 15 to 10 in like 3 months, and not very good. So, and you know, we talk about EVs a lot, and my feeling is they make less sense the larger the vehicle. So we talked about some of the large SUVs and pickup trucks that they're trying to come out with all electric, and it's crazy because you got literally thousands of pounds of battery there, and they just don't hold up when they have to do any type of towing or serious work.
Yeah, but you could perpetrate a fraud and build an 18-wheeler and haul around potato chips, right? Lots of air.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert Bertonis in California. And he's a patent holder, radio frequency designer, electronic engineer, electrical engineer. And, Bert, we're running out of time. We're down to the last maybe 36 minutes of the broadcast. What did you want to talk about today?
Real quick, Vince, and we can cover this more on Friday, but you talked about the electric grid, and they're estimating $2.5 trillion costs to upgrade the grid for the transition. Well, they call it the transition to clean energy, but what it amounts to is charging EVs, and to a lesser extent, they're also moving toward heat pumps that are powered by electricity for home heating. Obviously, air conditioners used electricity, but with heat pumps, there'd be more need for electricity. And $2.5 trillion, Vince, by 2035, according to a report from the IEA. And, Vince, that's going to be like 50 million miles of new electric lines. And it's, 3,000 gigawatts of new power projects. Some are in planning, about half of that, and the other half, they haven't planned it. They don't know how it's going to get built. So it's an issue, and we'll see. I mean, I suspect, Vince, that they're just not going to be able to do this. People aren't going to buy the EVs, and they're going to change some of these mandates. But just saying, because, you know, what are you going to do if people literally do not buy the cars and 2035 arrives? What's going to happen? I mean, you can't just say, you know, we're going to stop building vehicles. So So something's going to have to give. So we'll see. But, Vince, there's also a problem with solar panels because they're talking about a lot of this electricity being generated. Because remember, electricity is not free. It has to come from somewhere, and they don't want to burn fossil fuel to generate it. So a lot of that is going to have to come from solar panels. And Vince, do you know what goes into a solar panel besides silicon? How about cadmium telluride, lead, hexachlorophane, silicon tetrachloride? So they're
and,
all
and
toxic
and something waste. That we throw away. Something that we throw away that's right up your alley. When we build switches, the contacts of the switches, like the contacts of your wall switch that turns the lights on and off, those wall switches, AC wall switches, the contacts have silver alloy in them. So nobody says, oh, that switch doesn't work. I'll tell you what, let's recycle that switch. They throw it away. So silver, we dig up the earth, we destroy the earth, we mine silver, we smelt silver, we manufacture silver contacts for switches and for other purposes, including silver for solar panels, and then we throw them away. That's what we do. Bert, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe I heard you say 50 million miles of new power lines. Is that right?
Yeah. And
let me ask you a technical question. A couple technical questions. I mean, being that you're an engineer, electrical engineer, electronic engineer. So, Bert, if you take a piece of wire and you run current through it, any amount of current, does that generate a magnetic field?
Actually, it does. It's a weak one with just a piece of wire, and it will depend on the voltage. But, yes, there's an electromagnetic field generated out of any current going through any wire.
Yeah, how about 14,000 volts AC? Would there be a electric field generated around that wire?
Yeah, pretty substantial one. I'd say stay away from it if it's live. I feel bad for these guys, but climb up there and work on them.
Okay, so what we're talking about, class, is high-voltage power lines in order to transmit this power across the country, 50 million miles of it, and 100% of it. So 50 million miles of new wire, 100% of which will be generating electromagnetic radiation. 100% of it, right?
Yeah, I'd call it a field more than radiation. I'd call it an electric field. And it's a near field.
Okay.
It's not the same as, say, a radio frequency field. It's slightly different.
Okay. But it is electromagnetic fields, right?
Yes.
50 million miles worth. That's a good idea. Yeah, why didn't we think of that?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Voters in crucial regions across the country participating in elections today in Kentucky and Mississippi. The governor's races are being watched very closely. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calling out election interference in support of presidential candidate Donald Trump. Humanitarian aid flowing into Gaza, but U.S. officials say it's not enough. More than 400 trucks carrying supplies have crossed into Gaza from Egypt, but much more is needed. Senate Republicans, led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford, are pushing for immigration reforms as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The Senate Democrats so far have resisted changes to immigration and asylum policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Thank God, you're
take my when you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so, Bert, any further comments? Bert? Now, Bert told me he had a board of directors meeting yesterday. And he told me that he wasn't going to be able to be on for the last segment. And I said, well, you know what I'm going to do, right? I'm just going to say, Bert. So I did. But no, I knew ahead of time when I said, you know, you're going to be leaving me and do this and get me all wound up and ramp up my blood pressure and then just leave, right? But I knew ahead of time he was going to leave. So... just me, 5-Minute University, starts now. Don't believe a word I say. And here's a thought. So we were cleaning up the shop and the automotive shop. And for, you know, the last, let's say, 18 years, we've had the shop. And we have these Folgers, you know, red plastic coffee containers, you know, with the lids. So if we drain oil out of a small engine, you know, it's pretty handy for that. It's got a little indentation where you can kind of grip the side of it rather than just a, you know, a cylindrical type metal can. So it really works kind of nicely, but it's kind of beat up. So in the trash it went. Now, it's been around for 18 years. It's probably going to last a pretty long time at the landfill. Imagine how many of these get thrown out. All of them. Every single one gets thrown out. Imagine all the oil, quart oil, plastic bottles, and gallon jugs, and 5-quart jugs, and 2-gallon jugs of oil. Empty, you know. Well, not empty. There's probably a half an ounce left in the bottle when people throw them away. Just throw them in the trash, right? How many of them get thrown away? All of them. It's unbelievable what we're doing. I think that if we had politicians that had brains, somebody would say, you know what, we shouldn't be doing this. We should be recycling that plastic rather than, you know, dumping it in the ocean and building mountains of trash. We should recycle plastic. And if they had even more brains, they'd say, you know what, we would standardize containers. So if you want to buy beer, good. Okay, but it has to be in a glass bottle. And it has to be recycled. And in order to encourage you to not litter the streets with broken beer bottles, we're going to charge you 50 cents a piece. And it's kind of like you pay the upfront 50 cents, and then when you bring them back for recycling so they can be rewashed and sterilized and then refilled for the next customer, or maybe even you, the bottles would tend not to build a mountain of trash. So wouldn't it be nice if our politicians had brains instead of just bad looks and big noses? They could actually think, right? Boy, I must be on a rant today. I'm actually saying things that I didn't think I would say. But anyway, these are my opinions, and I'm allowed to have them. Not all politicians have big noses. But, you know, the ones who lie, you know, Pinocchio, you know what I'm talking about? Their noses get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It seems like that's what must have happened. And they have big noses. Because they can't tell the truth. You know, with all that forward weight, it's amazing Joe can stand up. You know, because of his nose growing so big, they kind of lean forward and trip. You know, from not being able to... Of course, I'm kidding. I'm just really frustrated. Everything's broken. So here's what we do at the farm. When we change oil, we buy oil the way everybody else does. It comes in some kind of a plastic container. And ultimately, they get discarded. Discarded means you don't want to look at them anymore. You know, leave it for somebody else to worry about later. Well, what I do is I take a 1-gallon or 5-quart oil jug. And I turn the, you know, when we change oil, we don't get every drop out of the container. Because it takes too long. But it doesn't take too long if you have a 1-gallon or a 5-quart jug that you keep absolutely clean, and you pour the remaining oil that you didn't put in your engine into this bigger container. The bigger container can hold it upright, the oil, and you can let it drip for hours and get almost every single drop out, or get it to the point where another drop won't come out. And that's what we do. And so guess where that oil goes? In our vehicles. Okay. So the 5W30, we segregate that from the 30 weight, from the 15W40, from the 0W20. You know, we keep them all in separate containers, and they go in our vehicles. That's what we do. And you can do the same thing. Oil filters, don't like the thought of throwing an oil filter away and having oil in it. Now, there's something called an anti-drain back valve in most oil filters. So if you were to take an oil filter out of a car and turn it upside down, you won't see much oil drip out. You might see, you know, drip, 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 and then it'll stop. And then you'll say, boy, it's still kind of heavy. I think there's oil still in this oil filter, this used oil filter. Well, it's because there is. So what I do is I punch a hole. I use a center punch, an automatic center punch. And this is a device you can get at the Chinese factory tool outlet. And it'll break, but, you know, it'll work for a while. And I think they have a lifetime guarantee on this particular tool. It has a steel point. It's not very sharp, so I sharpen it on a grinder. I make it really sharp, like a number two pencil point. And I aim that at the top of the oil filter, the dome of the oil filter. And I push it down, and it's spring-loaded, and it goes bang. And it, you know, puts an indentation in the oil filter can. And I do it over and over, bang, 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 bang. And eventually it punches through the oil filter metal can. And then I turn the oil filter upside down so that that hole I just punched in the center of the top points down. And then oil will drip out into a an oil. We have a, it's on wheels. It's like maybe a 5-gallon container on wheels. It has a post that comes up and a tray, like, you know, like a funnel at the top, and it catches oil when you drain them from a vehicle being lifted up in the air. So I just turn the oil filter upside down, let it drip, drip, drip for like a week, and then after all the oil's out, then it goes in the landfill. Let's see. I should probably tell you about some tools that I really think are kind of neat that you may want to consider buying. You know, if you change spark plugs on vehicles, sometimes the ratchet's in the way, the handle of the ratchet, and it's just tough to get to these well-engineered engines that mechanics despise because they're hard to work on. They're engineered to be hard to work on, I think. I think they have a department at the major auto manufacturers to design these engines so that the mechanics really have a tough time with them, including us. So there's a ratchet called a Flex, F-L-E-X, head, H-E-A-D, ratchet wrench. So I'm talking about a 3/8 inch drive ratchet wrench. And the end of the ratchet kind of swivels a little bit. It tilts up and down. And many of them have a kind of a detent mechanism that will put it in a fixed position, like 15 degrees up, 20 degrees up, 25 degrees up from, you know, horizontal. Great tool. And usually they're longer. The handle's a little bit longer than a standard ratchet wrench is. So you have a little more leverage. I love them. And so we have them, and the ones that I have are antiques, built probably in the 1960s, and some of them are made by a company called, well, the spark plug company, Champion. Champion Spark Plugs. Well, they came out with a Champion-branded ratchet wrench, and I bought one of those on eBay, and I really like it. So you'll find them, and you can buy new ones. You can buy them at the Chinese tool outlet, the Chinese factory tool outlet. But I really like the vintage ratchet. So I thought I'd tell you what ratchet I like the most. And it's really kind of interesting. So we have a bunch of tools in our shop. And we have a bunch of ratchets. And I have my favorites. And my favorites are the ones that I used to use back in the 1960s. There's a company that made ratchets. And it wasn't the very, very best brand. It was not Snap-on. It wasn't Proto. It was Husky, H-U-S-K-Y. And it seems like the orange big box store, Home Depot, they have tools that are branded Husky, H-U-S-K-Y. I don't know if it's the same company or not. But what I do know is the Husky ratchets that I bought back in the 60s, I still have. And they still work perfectly. There's not been one single failure in, let's say, 60 years that I've used them, 50 years, same ratchets, and I use them a lot. But what I do is I oil them. I literally put engine oil, you know, clean engine oil, or automatic transmission fluid, clean automatic transmission fluid, a few drops, so that it gets into the gear mechanism of the ratchet head. And I rotate it clockwise, and I rotate it counterclockwise, and I make sure that the oil gets in there. And then I put the ratchets on a towel, paper towel, so that the oil will drip out, so I don't get oil all over my hands when I next pick up that ratchet. So I let it drip for a day or so. And I also have a parts washer in our shop, and most shops have them. And these things are, let's say, a 30-gallon drum, steel drum, and it's filled with some kind of a liquid, and there's a pump and a sink on the top. And it's just like a kitchen sink, but it's fabricated to set on top of a 30-gallon drum. And you probably put about a foot of cleaning liquid in there, in this drum. It's, you know, it's 3 feet tall, but you don't fill it all the way up. Just put maybe a foot in there. And what I do is I add about a quart of water, or 2 quarts of water, and I mix it with the cleaning fluid. Now, what's recommended is using an aqueous-based cleaning fluid. That would be water-based. Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to use a water-based solvent to clean oil and grease. So what I do is I use farm diesel, or on-the-road diesel. And it's the same stuff that stays in this tank for decades. You just reuse the same diesel fuel. It gets pumped up from near the bottom of the tank, maybe 4 inches off the bottom of the tank, maybe 5 inches of, you know, the steel drum. And it gets pumped up and comes out as like a faucet stream. And then you put the parts under it and you wash the parts with a brush, like a small paintbrush. And it works great. And what happens is the dirt that gets picked up by the diesel fuel, in my case, rather than aqueous fluid, the grease and grit and dirt and crud gets mixed with the oil, settles to the bottom of this oil drum, and it gets trapped by the water because the diesel fuel floats on the water. So the water acts as a separating agent to keep that crud that I washed off over years and years and years of cleaning parts. It keeps that crud from mixing with the oil, and it works.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, if I'm in a university, we teach things that are not taught in school. Because if you're out in the cold weather and you get ice on your windshield and you look around and you go, Josh, what do I do to get this ice and snow off my windshield? And the only thing that you have is a can of soda. You know, one of those aluminum cans. And you decide that, well, you're not going to pop the top on that can of soda because, you know, just you had that in the trunk or you had it in the car, but you can use that so your hands don't get so cold and kind of push off the snow and ice and chip off the ice with that. Well, aluminum oxidizes. Actually, it's one of the fastest metals that oxidizes, like rusts, but you don't really see it. And that white, hard-to-see powder on aluminum, you see it on old storm windows, you know, storm doors, you know, that are mill finished, that are not painted. That's what I'm talking about. It is aluminum oxide. It's abrasive. And that's one of the best ways that you can put scratches in your windshield, by using an aluminum can to get the ice off your windshield. So how do you get the ice off your windshield? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I try to put the vehicle in the garage before that happens. But if you can't do that, some people will put a cardboard, or they'll put a tarp or a blanket or something like that over the windshield so they can get it off. They get to lift off the tarp and carry with it the snow and ice that, you know, might land on the windshield. But if you can't do that, what I do is I will take cold water, and I will put very small amount at the top of the, you know, the roof, and let it slide down, and the cold water will melt the ice from the snow that's stuck on the windshield. And you want to make sure that your windshield wipers are loose too, because if you get in your vehicle and your windshield wipers are frozen to the windshield, and you turn on your windshield wiper switch, the motor that drives the windshield wiper is going to try really hard to loosen those stuck windshield wiper blades. And it might not be able to do it. And if you can't do that, the motor will burn up. Or the articulation mechanism that connects the two windshield wipers together will probably break. And you're looking at a real pain in the neck to fix that in many cases, and you're looking at an expense that you don't need to make. So don't turn your windshield wipers on if your windshield wipers are frozen to the windshield. As a matter of fact, when we go anywhere, you know, like go to the big city, I will wipe, even when it's not cold, I will wipe the windshield. I'll wipe the windshield wiper blades and get all the, you know, the dust and the sand and whatever else might be on them from overhead, you know, from the skies. I'll get that off because I know for a fact that if I turn my windshield wipers on, I'm going to scratch the windshield. And you look at most windshields today, and you will see streaks that are the exact pattern of the arc of the windshield wipers. You'll see that on just about everybody's windshield. And that's because the silica, the sand, is harder than the glass. So if you're going to chip away ice on your windshield, you want to use something that's not as hard as the glass. That's why they use plastic scrapers rather than, you know, hard metal scrapers, because some metals are harder than the glass. So that's a thought about windshields and ice. And, you know, interesting thing, I got a call from the scouts. And they are interested in coming to naturalfarmslc.com because they have figured out that these young scouts haven't learned things like how tires work, how electricity works, how solar panels work, how batteries work, how cells become joined together and become batteries. They haven't learned how animals are raised. They haven't seen a bottle calf. They haven't seen where eggs come from. They haven't really seen, I'm talking about people who live in the city, like Springfield, Missouri, and they want to come to the farm. And I'm really excited about this. So it's a possibility. It's not a certainty, but it's a possibility that yours truly and some of the instructors may be teaching young people 5-minute university in person, things that they have not learned, like teaching boys and girls how to change a tire, how to use a chalk to chalk the wheels, how to make sure that the car is level and isn't going to roll off the jack and go down the hill and run somebody over, but, you know, like a Tesla might. And so I'm really excited about that. And, you know, Bert's going to be back on Friday. And, of course, I was teasing him a lot during this class. And I hope you're able to see through some of my humor. but I am livid about what's happening with our country. I'm livid about what's happening with these electric vehicles. I think they're dangerous. I think they're wasteful. I think they're extravagant. And I had a boss who said, Benny, you just don't work well with stupid people. And you know what? It's a possibility he might have been right.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.